Today is Thursday, July 11th, 2019, and my name is Adam. You are listening to Geeky Gay. And yeah, it's my personal journal podcast that I started because I wanted to have something that was just mine, and then I really continued it on when I lost all of my co-hosts and had no more co-hosted show to do, and I wanted to still do a podcast. There you go. So today I'm pre-recording some episodes because I'm off of work, and Scotty made a good, a very valid point yesterday when he said on his voicemail, he said, Adam, why do you say that you're pre-recording episodes? Aren't they all pre-recorded? Well, first of all, First of all, Scotty, I really am getting Alzheimer's, everyone. I'm saying the wrong names for people. I'm forgetting that we did a lumberjack show and Ketchikan, and it only happened a week ago. Like, I'm calling Scotty fatty. Oh my gosh. All right. So I'm so glad that you pointed that out, Scotty. There are lots of podcasters who say that this was pre-recorded. There's one that says the following was pre-recorded for a blah, 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 blah at this time. Maybe that's Fatty's show that does that. But normally when I do a show and I don't pre-record it, I don't do it ahead of time. I release it the same day that I recorded it. So even though podcasts aren't live, you're getting, you know, if you listen to it the day that it comes out, you're listening to me the same day. So, you know, it's not live. However, it is same day. So I should say I'm recording these shows earlier than normal. Because, you know, this was recorded on Monday and you're actually getting it on a Thursday. Oh, I was listening. I thought I heard someone coming in and I was like, oh, I don't know if Mark's coming home early from work because he had to work today and I didn't, and he's feeling totally jealous. But anyway, so day five we're going to cover now of the cruise. I know you guys are loving all of this cruise coverage. So day five was Juno. And it's a city founded on gold and surrounded by beauty. Back in 1880, gold nuggets were discovered in Gold Creek, Quartz Gulch, and Silver Bow Basin. Within a few weeks, the prospectors staked a settlement site along with Gastineau Channel, and fortune hunters began to arrive by the hundreds. The gold rush was on, and the town of Juneau was born. From its mining town beginnings, Juneau grew into the beautiful capital of Alaska, now a major tourist destination. Visitors can relive Juneau's stampede days and pan for gold in the authentic setting of Gold Creek, though nowadays the true riches of Juneau lie in the spectacular scenery. Several magnificent fjords lie along the coast, and the majestic Mendenhall Glacier is always a crowd pleaser. With more trails than roads, Alaska's capital features world-class hiking through the glacial waterfalls and the largest temperate rainforest in the state. Keep an eye out for moose and bears. We didn't see any moose or bears in Juneau. We also did not plan to do the glacier trip in Juneau because we didn't know which sites were best for the, you know, which things when we actually booked all our excursions. So Juneau was a very packed day. We had three different things to do in Juneau. So we got up and we had a very early day. No, we didn't. That's wrong. We got up and I think we went to the gym actually, but who cares when we went to the gym? We went to the gym every day. I saw the Asian dancer in the gym at one point. He's very cute. He was wearing some yoga pants, so they were very tight, and he had a really nice butt. So there's that. And he was there for like 20 or 30 minutes, like on the treadmill close to where I was using the bike. So, you know, there was no elliptical facing the window, and I wanted a good view when I was working out. Not of the Asian dancer's ass necessarily, but I wanted a view of the water and the mountains and all the things we were seeing. The stationary bikes had a view of the water. I can't do a treadmill because of my knee situation. So I did the bikes while we were on the cruise. You don't burn as many calories, but it's still not bad for my knees. So there you go. And apparently I can see cute Asian dancers' butts while I'm working out. So I think we did the workout in the morning. And then the first thing that we had is a food tour. Now, I consider myself a foodie. Mark and I love to try new restaurants. However, we've had this discussion, am I picky or am I not picky? I don't consider myself to be incredibly picky. Mark considers me to be incredibly picky because I don't like seafood. I don't like anything that has been in the water. I mean, basically, or lives in the water, let's say, because, I mean, you know, animals swim. I mean, you know, deer and cows, and I don't know if cows swim, but I mean, they wade out into the water occasionally when they get hot, at least. You know, ducks swim, you know, all of these things, they swim. So, but if it's of the fish, shellfish, the bug of the sea, you know, the cockroaches of the sea, the crabs, you know, I didn't like when I had crabs when I was in college, and I don't want to eat them. You know, any of that stuff I don't like. And so Mark considers me to be picky, but we wanted to do this food tour. I really wanted to do it for him because I knew that that's one of his favorite things is trying the food of the region that we're going. But I also knew that Alaska was very big for the seafood. And so I knew it was going to be a lot of seafood, but I decided, okay, Adam, any seafood they bring out, you're just going to eat it. You know, sorry, you're not going to be one of those people that skips certain food. And so even though I don't like seafood, I've been making myself eat it when it's presented to us, you know, when we're in those type of situations. So we went on a food tour, and that was actually a very good food tour. The tour guide was very knowledgeable, gave us a lot of information about Juneau and the gold rush and like all that kind of stuff. And also the fishing practices and all of that. We went to the first place we went to was called Tracy's Crab Shack or Tracy's Crab something. And we had lobster bisque and we had a crab cake with a really cool homemade tartar sauce, I believe. And actually, I ate both. The bisque was really good. It didn't taste fishy to me, and it was good. The crab cake also was good. Now, crab is one of those things that sometimes I can eat it. Like in Chinese food, when they do a crab rangoon. Actually, most of those are not crab. Most of those is fake imitation crab. But even when it's real crab, as long as it's fresh, you know, I can usually do it because the cream cheese in the crab rangoon like overpowers the crab. But in a bisque, I also found that you didn't get much crabby flavor. And so that was good, and both of those. And then the next place we went to was not fish. It was a shop that sold a lot of salmon and salmon products, but it also, they had reindeer sausage. So we had reindeer and caribou sausage. I'm not a huge fan of sausage, but it's okay. I mean, it's just, sausage is usually very greasy, which doesn't sit well on my stomach. But we did that, and they provided some cheese with that, and then they gave us kelp salsa. And actually, the kelp salsa was very good, and I don't usually like seaweed or because anything that has that watery, oceany, fishy flavor, like that's another reason why I don't love Japanese food is because even if it's a dish like ramen without actual fish in it, they've usually got kelp or something in there, right, or seaweed, and I just don't love the flavor. But actually, the kelp salsa was really good. We almost had them ship some home to us. But then I decided, you know, it's salsa. I mean, why am I going to pay to have something shipped? And we ran out of time that day. We didn't have time to go back. So, and the third one was this restaurant called Salt, which actually, ironically, it was the only place we didn't really like the food. And none of the other people on the food tour with us liked the food either. They served us halibut, and it was the only one that tasted fishy all day. When they brought it out, I could smell the fishiness. And halibut is one of the least fishy fishes that there is. And so you know this was some old halibut. You know this was some almost bad halibut if it was already smelling fishy. And it needed salt, ironically. There just wasn't enough seasoning. So then we went to a food truck that specializes in fish tacos, and we had fish tacos, and well, we didn't have a taco, they just gave us the fried, and it was salmon, and I was so scared because my experience with salmon is it has a very strong fishy flavor. There was no fishy flavor, and then this was the place that had the homemade tartar sauce. The crab cake had a different kind of sauce. It was a remoulade or something, I can't remember, but it was a really good tartar sauce, and I really couldn't taste fishiness, and the breading was very good, and it was, you could tell it was hot and fresh. And then we went to the oldest hotel in Alaska, the Alaska Hotel, and we had four different beers from the Alaska Brewery, and so that was good as well. And that's how the tour ended. And then we basically just, you know, that ended the tour and with the beer, and we had a chat with the people that were on the tour. And then we left and went on our about our day. And then we had two other excursions. So I'm going to have to break this one into two episodes, I guess. All right. For more episodes and to hear more about Juneau, Alaska, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.